गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय प्रधाने कृष्णाय कृष्ण सद्भक्ताय यस्टरडे मॉर्निंग व्हाट आई वाज टेलिंग यू रिमेंबर
Est-ce que tu te souviens ce que Maharaj disait hier?
Hein?
I'm asking in French.
What I was telling in morning? You have heard this shlok, satang prasangam mamavirjya sambhiro. Bhavante ritkarana rasayanah katha, tajyosanat asu apabargatit vartman, sabdharati bhakti anukramishya. This is shlok has been. Quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Very important this law. Satang prasanga mum vidya sambhido. When two devotees, not less than madhyam adhikari, मध्यम उत्तम और उत्तम कनिष्ठ और मध्यम मध्यम मीटिंग टुगेदर देन दे ईच अदर टॉकिंग वेरी पावरफुल पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु Like when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami used to meet in Kadambates or Radha Kunda or anywhere in Nandagaon, anywhere, they used to talk each other, not worldly things. Always observing in Krishna pastime and talking and hearing, very powerful pastimes of Krishna. The pastimes of the Krishna are none different from himself Krishna. They are more powerful even than Krishna. If anyone hearing all these katha past time, then Krishna will enter in the heart through ears in devotees' heart, through ears. And these pastimes, that is Krishna himself in the shape of pastimes of Krishna, will clear all the doubts, all the anarth, all kinds of offenses, and Hrudaya Dourbalya, Asat Krishna, Sarup Brahman, all others. And Tattva Jnana of Krishna bhakti, jeev, maya, everything will come. And Krishna, being in the heart, he will rest there. Because then devotee's heart will be purified. There will be no any thing to be required that Krishna give me this. No worldly desire will be there. And then Krishna happily will sleep there. So Krishna, these pastimes are so strong, so powerful. If one has no taste in hearing these kathas, then he is like zero. If he is chanting name, he is worshipping and doing all activities, then in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Visvakasenu katha suna dharma svanishtita punsa visvakasenu katha suja not padyadi yadiratim. Then after some time you will give up chanting Harinim. If you are not hearing Harikathas from one of white Vaishnava, then Krishna will not go in your heart. No purification, nothing. If you are doing archan but no taste in Harikatha, then you will stop archan and all activities. If you are not hearing Harikatha, you will have so many doubts about your Guru, that my Gurudev is not so powerful. I am serving him from 20 years. I am doing archan and so many things. But perhaps he is not Rasik Vaishnav. He has no gopi mood. And thus I should reject and go to Radha Kunda. So many anath will come. And again you will be Punar Musiko Bhava. Again you will be the same rat. You know the story of rat, you know what? Loudly.
One rat was being chased by a cat and he...
You are hearing? Very loudly and...
Louder? One rat was being chased...
One rat was being chased by a cat. And he took shelter in the ashram as one rishi and begged for protection. So the sage was very merciful to him and gave him the form of a cat, changed his form by his mystic power. In this way,
always cat was pursuing and wanted to eat that rat. So to save him,
the sage, he transformed the rat into a cat. Then afterwards, the cat was always being chased by a dog.
Then he became worried and went to sage.
So he went back to the sage, the ashram of the sage, to ask
and what
for
he
help.
Told? Save me from dogs.
Yes, he saved me from the dogs. So then the sage, he, by his mystic power, he transformed him into a dog. So then, when he was a dog, then he had another problem because he was being chased by a tiger. So So being chased by the tiger, he was so afraid, he came back to the stage and said, please save me, I'm always being chased by one tiger. So then the sage, by his mystic power, he transformed him into a tiger. So then when the, who was originally a rat, became a tiger, he began to look at the sage and think, oh.
He wanted to attack.
He wanted to eat him. Mm. He's now speaking to water and so on. I'd like to eat him now. So he was just about to attack the sage, and then the sage said, Purnamasikabhava. Again he became a rat. And immediately this big tiger turned down and became a tiny rat again. So everything was lost.
I should translate.
So from where you had begun? From Grihastha Ashram, having so much lust, doing so much offenses, full of anarth, again you will be wrecked if you are not hearing Haritatha. Pause. So what the pastimes if Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami used to meet each other? They used to talk, hear each other very powerful, this Harikatha. In these pastimes, very beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna, plus Tattva-gyan, Krishna-tattva-gyan, Maya-tattva-gyan, and all the process of doing bhajan, and how Krishna can be controlled, how he can have the services of conjugal, everything will come. And your chanting will be more strong. Your service to the Gurudev will be more strong. Your all activities for devotion will be more strong if you are hearing Harikatha. But if you will stop your hearing, then what will be? Punar Musiko Bhava. That is happening with the senior devotees. They know that we are supreme now. And they don't think that anyone in this world is equal to him. I should not hear any Harikatha. So they are again being transferred into a rat and doing so many offenses to all Vaishnavas. They lose their all tattva jnana and they cannot honor three kinds of Vaishnavas who is taking name sometimes. Those who are taking always name, and those by whom seeing Krishna name comes and used to dance in tongue, he cannot respect, because now his that tattva jnana has been lost. These are three Madhyamadhikari Vaishnava. Those who are chanting one name, regularly doing, always, and those, they don't criticize anyone, they don't see any fault of anyone. They are above criticism. And 24 hours of Yadin trance and remembering Krishna pastime for 8 parts of day and night. So even one chanting one name, what name? Ata Krishnan Madina Bhavit Krachya Mindriya Shavan Mukhohi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratada. That name he is doing one time is also what kind of that name? Krishna name coming itself in his tongue. That kind of. Not Kanishta, not Namabhas, not Chaya Namabhas, not Pratibimba Namabhas. Nothing. Pure name. So he is Patamadhikari. And those who are always chanting, remembering, what is name? More superior. Krishna name is always chanting and remembering. Krishna name is dancing on their tongue like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was going to pass stole with Gopal Guru, a boy of 8, and he told that, "Oh Mahaprabhu, why you are catch hold of your tongue very tightly?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very tightly holding his tongue like this. Gopal Guru said, "Why you are doing? Oh, now I am going to be apavitra, I am impure. So I am telling and warning this tongue that don't chant Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But she is not following my order. So I that time I don't want to chant. So I have taken. Because forcibly she is calling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. When I sleep, my tongue always speaking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. At all time. So now she should stop. So, always like this. Then Gopal Guru told, Prabhu, I am now in a doubt that if anyone is dying and tul and urine is also passing, he should chant or not. If he is not chanting, then he will, what? He will go to hell? So he should chant or not chant? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, yes, he should chant. So why you are doing so? Oh, I wanted to hear from you these things. So now you have been perfect like Guru and you can preach." So those who are doing like this always. And more than this, not criticize anyone. Because he is seeing that everyone is serving Krishna, Uttam Adhikari. If anyone is not hearing this Hari Katha, he must criticize all. He will make bhakti like a sectarian thing, thought, that only we are Vaishnava, we should not mix to any Shuddha Vaishnava. They will make a ban that if you are going to make and to hear Harikatha from any that person, then you will kick out from our mission. We should only read the books which Swamiji has written. You cannot read Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. You cannot read all the books. You should not read Jaiva Dharma of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They will ban. And thus by doing so, they will lose faith on Harikatha and they will not hear and at last they will. Again right. Same right. So, what type of this powerful Harikatha? One day Krishna Baldev Prabhu, with thousand and thousand cowherd boy, was going to graze cows. One after another, very dense forest, but beautiful forest, she was going with legs and let go. He walked in such a forest. There was nothing to eat, no fruits, nothing. So all cowherd boys were very hungry. They were requesting Krishna and Baldev that today a very big demon has come in our stomach. Please save us, please save us. Baldev Prabhu told that I am not seeing here any demon. Where is that demon? Oh, he has entered in our stomach. Now we are so hungry. There is nothing to take, anything. But some Subal and Madhumangal told that we are having some smell of very beautiful, sweet, what?
Palm fruit.
Perhaps very near us, there is a forest named Talban. Talban means the forest of palm trees. And there, fruits are now ripened. It must be Bhadra month.
July, August.
Indian summer season.
No. Rainy season.
Coming rainy season. So, they requested that we should go there and we will take fruits and taste. But that forest belongs to Kans, and he has deputed so many demons like Dhenukasu, a demon in the shape of donkey. And that donkey has so many sea donkey and so many baby donkeys. So many thousands and thousands and lakhs. So they were fencing with themselves, whole like fence, you know?
Yes,
no tree, no wire, nothing, no wall.
Only donkey
were
surrounding
and giving para.
Protection.
All the fruits used to be sent to Kans Maharaj, and he used to taste himself of very sweet, tasteful. And remnants he used to give to Charun, Mustik, Hal, Tosal, Sutana, Agasu, Bakasur, and rest to these donkeys. Sometimes they never tasted these donkeys. But always protecting and sending all things to the king of donkeys. You know who was the king? King of donkeys? Maharaj Kamsa. Kans means the embodiment of sea. Kamsa. Embodiment of all kinds of things together is called Kans. So, Krishna and Balaram told that, let us go. And he told Baldev Prabhu that you should manage to give palms, fruits to them. All were very happy, following Krishna and Baldev. They entered that forest. Baldev Prabhu happily, naturally, took a palm tree in his hand, and he did like so. Also big and full of thousands of fruits, very ripen and very tasteful, and sweet scent was coming. So all cowherd boys looking to upside, when a fruit will come and I will take. So Baldev Prabhu did so. After that, oh, so many ripened fruits came down and sound like dhap, dhap, dhap coming. Dunk his heart. This, who is doing so? And he saw that, one by one trees are shaking, how? And fruits are coming down. He at once began to shout in very sweet sound, like donkeys, you know. Here is not a Lalitmohan. Otherwise he can follow. So all donkeys were gathered. Lots and lots of donkeys they guarded. And saw that these two wicked persons with so many boys are coming and taking all the fruits. So at once, all at a time, attacked Krishna and Baldev and all. All the cowherd boys become very frightened. They came under the shade of Krishna and Baldev. Then Dhanukasur, the head leader of all the donkeys, attacked Baldev Prabhu, ringleader of all the boys, with two behind legs of like this, and he was sounding so much, making so much sound. Then Baldev Prabhu at once took his left his hind legs and he
twirled
them in the sky. And in the meantime, his life and soul came out and was whirling in the sky and at last came in the lotus feet of Krishna. One by one, all the donkeys were caught by Krishna and Baldev, and all were killed there. They began to pass urine and stools. Blood was also here and there. So it became very dirty at that time. All the boys saw that all donkeys are now dead. And some of them just ran towards Kamsa to say this news. So they went to Kamsa and all were killed. Now that scenery was so much
pathetic
that all the boys who had taken fruits, they gave up. And trees were all uprooted because Baldev Prabhu has
grown in top of
the tree. That Dhanukasur and all others on trees, and trees falling down on another and another to third to fourth, and thus that garden was
almost finished,
somewhere there. After that, they went away from that, and that after that garden was cleared, and now they used to go freely and to taste from fruits. What is the meaning of donkey? Donkey? Those, they don't chant, remember, and they don't believe in Krishna. Only they believe, eat, drink and be merry. These are demons like donkeys. They are in world. At that time there are so only counted numbers of demons. But now we cannot count the number of donkeys. Those who are not chanting, remembering and believing God, all are donkeys. Though I have no tattva gyan, no taste to serve Vaishnavas, all are donkey. Donkey has some special quality. What? Always beaten by their what?
Sea
donkey. Always, always. But they never, never what?
Give up.
Even their mouths are
beating
by
hind legs.
Kicking. By kicking. By their wives. They never stop to pursue. There is a special quality. Also their quality is that they can take all the bad things on their back. All the dirty clothes, all the dirty things, and they can take it. And they become dirty. Also they can take very sweet things like sugar, ghee, atta means flour, rice,
vegetables,
everything.